Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Tony.
A press conference was held yesterday at 3 p.m. at the State Capitol building, and you folks wanted to get out the word on why a new initiative by Governor Snyder and his administration won't save Michigan money, but could actually cost state taxpayers general fund dollars. Tell me about that press conference.
Right. Well, Tony, we held the press conference. We unveiled a letter that has now been signed by 114 organizations to Governor Snyder saying this is the wrong policy for Michigan at this time. And we're trying to make the point that the department is going against the Department of Human Services has quietly implemented this policy with, you know, no notice, no hearings, nothing on their website, no press releases. So they've quietly implemented this, and it affects a lot of people. Other states aren't doing this. So we are saying that we're not going to take these benefits that are federally paid for people living in Michigan who need them. So we're going to save, you know, federal tax dollars by being tough. But we are actually risking penalties from the federal government. When you have high error rates, mistakes in your files, you can be penalized. Michigan went through that in the late 1990s. And had to pay $65 million in penalties.
From your perspective, is the administration of Governor Rick Snyder aware of this?
Well, you know, our networks heard about this. They're implementing it, so they must know. Are you talking about the $65 million part?
Yes.
I don't know. My boss, Gilda Jacobs, asked for a meeting with the DHS director, and she didn't have any time immediately, but we are going to talk to some officials on Friday. So advocates are trying to make that known to the Snyder administration.
Well, you have.
But these would have to be filed in their own these are in their own files. These are, you know, policies that were from that department in another era.
Well, you've got to get going on this because the new asset tests go into effect October 1st.
That's right. We think the department is trying to downplay the impact. Yesterday, they sent an expensive public relations firm to our press conference and handed out a letter saying it only will affect 15,000 people. Well, that's 15,000 people that they already know about. They haven't been asking this question, what are your assets? Has the potential to affect a lot of people and divert hundreds of million dollars in food aid to Michigan. And those are dollars that are spent in the local grocery stores. We call them high-velocity dollars. They quickly circulate throughout the economy. This policy really makes no sense other than to say, oh, we got tough on welfare.
Yeah, but what about those people who are driving nice cars and live in nice homes and are collecting, are a part of this project?
Well, the asset test says you can't have more than $5,000 in savings. And it also says you can't have more than $15,000 in vehicle value. So if you have two cars that are worth $20,000, they exempt the first $15,000. So
all right,
you're at it.
Thanks so much, Judy. I got to get to break. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks, Tony.